This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good Sunday morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Samantha and Thomas McCormick appeared in Huron County District Court, where both entered no contest pleas to a single count of lewd and lascivious conduct. The pleas are part of an agreement with prosecution to dismiss a second charge of indecent exposure. Defense attorney Joshua Nushin noted his clients entered the pleas due to their lack of memory regarding the incident. Judge Ferris accepted the pleas after reviewing a Caseville Police Department report, which established a factual basis for the charge. The court has ordered a probation interview for the couple, with sentencing scheduled for September 9th at 9 a.m. A Huron County District Court hearing ended with a defendant rejecting a plea deal. Jeremy Michael Jenkins appeared before Judge Ferris for a plea cutoff hearing in an alleged assault and battery case. Prosecutors offered to dismiss one count of assault and battery if Jenkins pleaded guilty or no contest to the other, with sentencing to run concurrently with a separate St. Clair County case. Jenkins declined the offer. The case is now headed to a jury trial, estimated to take 2 days. Both sides have exchanged discovery and witness lists. The court will contact the parties to schedule a final pretrial and set a trial date. A driver remains unidentified after a high-speed pursuit through northern Huron County earlier this month. According to a Huron County Sheriff's Office report, a deputy was running stationary radar near Van Dyke and Fillion Roads on the evening of August 13th when a pickup truck and a sedan were clocked at 96 miles per hour. The deputy began following the vehicles north on Van Dyke Road and reported seeing the pickup pass two vehicles, nearly causing a head-on collision with southbound traffic. Emergency lights and siren were activated at that point, but the pickup continued on to Crossroad instead of stopping. The report says the pursuit continued along several rural roads, including Carpenter, Schott, Helms, Stoddard, and Crockard Roads. Speeds during portions of the pursuit were reported roughly between 70 and 110 miles per hour. At one point, investigators say the pickup's driver shut off the vehicle's lights in an apparent effort to avoid detection. The deputy continued tracking the truck by its brake lights. A sheriff sergeant eventually ordered the pursuit terminated, and the deputy shut off the emergency equipment, turned around, and later searched the area for the pickup and its driver. The vehicle was not located. The report lists the incident as fleeing or eluding police and identifies the suspect as unknown. No arrests were reported in the document. The Huron County Sheriff's Office is based in Bad Axe and provides road patrol and law enforcement services throughout the county. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Save 15% on John Deere grease and grease accessories at Tri-County Equipment now through August 31st. Peak season puts extra demand on your equipment, making routine maintenance more important than ever. Keep your machines performing their best with 15% off John Deere grease, fittings, and grease guns. Everything you need to make lubrications and preventative maintenance faster, easier, and more effective. Help reduce wear and avoid unnecessary downtime for your operation and stock up on John Deere grease and grease accessories you need. For full details, visit your nearest Tri-County equipment location and save 15% on supplies you need to keep the backbone of your operation running smoothly.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with your national and international news. The federal energy sector saw major regulatory movement following draft rule updates published by atomic energy authorities regarding commercial nuclear power plants. Under proposed adjustments to the national liability frameworks, safety caps, and financial indemnities for nuclear facility operators will undergo mandatory reassessments every 5 years. This initiative aims to modernization infrastructure safety protocols while encouraging private investment in next-generation modular reactors. Industry leaders welcome the structural clarity, though environmental watchdogs insist the 5-year review windows should include mandatory public hearings to ensure local community accountability. Diplomatic friction spiked across the Mediterranean after Turkish judicial authorities formally requested an Interpol red notice atop foreign leaders. The move drew swift condemnation from opposing regional governments who labeled the international warrant request as an irresponsible political stunt that damages regional dialogue. The legal maneuvering underscores the deepening geopolitical rift surrounding ongoing military operations and casualty counts across southern Lebanon and neighboring territories. Neutral diplomatic brokers are both urging both parties to stand down to prevent international law enforcement channels from becoming politicized arenas. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, being brought to you by Ordis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ordis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ordis Ford and Bad Axe. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event now through August 31st. Select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer Active with Leather 4x4 or $63 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with the 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Plus, for a limited time, there's now a $3,000 Super Duty owner loyalty incentive. Summer savings on your next ride are at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Payments are using AZ plan pricing with 10,500 miles per year with $2,000 due at signing on 3- and 4-year terms with trade-in assist and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end August 31st, 2026.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.